Good morning, everyone. You're listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com on another beautiful Monday morning. And it is 10:02 a.m. at the moment on the West Coast.
Good morning, everybody.
I am so happy to be here today, let me tell you. You're listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, and I am for a change. Here on 12 Radio. I can't tell you how happy I am to be here live. It is Monday. Is it April? I think it's April. I almost said March. April 14, 2025. And it is now 10:01 a.m. on the West Coast, where I am in California. It has been a time, let me just say that. I'm sure many of you realized the last 2 weeks I was alive, but I was not live here on the air due to the fact that I was dealing with some very challenging issues. Apparently, you know, I was having some bronchitis and some asthma and some all the other good things. I'm going to say I'm good. Right now, I'm good. In this moment, I am good. Thank God. I'm very grateful for that. Very, very grateful. So you will hear me do that. I will try and mute myself when necessary. But I may do that. Clearing my throat thing. As, you know, it's not that unusual. My sinuses are... I think I inherited my sinuses from my parents because everybody had allergies in my family. And I'm really feeling like this is just, you know, all the issues I've been having are a culmination of allergies and, you know, whatever they're spraying in our sky. And I did see it up in OC last week. I looked up and there were these crisscrossing lines, and I was like, mother effers, pardon my friend, but that stuff is not good for us to breathe. And, you know, a lot of people are really aware of that now, but there's not a whole heck of a lot we can do about it just yet. So whatever it is, some of us are more sensitive than others. And I don't know, I guess I'm one of those people who just has occasionally is sensitive respiratorily. But I am good right now, and I'm grateful for that. So, on with the show. As I said, I am Lori the Love Sherpa, and I'm happy that you're here with me. And if you want, you could even go over to our Facebook page and converse with me live right now, right this minute. And the way you do that is you go to your device or your computer, and just go to 12radio.com, 12 radio, and that will take you to a page where there are some options on the left side, and one of them is chat. And when you hit chat, that will take you right over into our Facebook page. And when you scroll down, you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And right now, I'm going to say hello to whoever's in the chat. And I see Rob, how you doing? I haven't seen you in a while. So he says, surprise. You're right, it is a surprise. I'm happy to see you, Rob. Happier than I sound, because I'm trying to take it easy on my voice. So if I sound a little subdued, that's probably why. Just trying to not have any issues. But I'm very happy to see you here, Rob. Always happy to see you. And Renee, always happy to see you as well. She says hi. And Pamela, she says, Lori, we missed you. I missed all of you so much. I feel like I've been away forever. It's just like, only been, for the radio, it's only been 2 weeks. So I'm happy to be back. Yeah, Rob, the sinus issues, you sympathize. Yeah, I seem to remember a little bit of that. Of you having sinus issues back in Jersey. I'm not sure what it is. I don't know. I think I noticed when I moved to California that the allergens were just different. And I know I was talking to Kat before her show, and we were just chatting about pollen and stuff like that. Excuse me one second. And I know she was talking about it on her show as well. But yeah, when I got here to California many years ago, it's been like almost 11 years that I've been here now. Sorry, I'll explain what the noise is in the background. Just a second. I'm now in my bathroom because I am just not having any of the noise today. I'm just not up for it. Not at all interested in being distracted. So I'm sitting in my bathroom with all of you. But when I first got to California, you know, the allergens are different here than they are in New Jersey. And I think I always had the allergies in Jersey, but they're just different here for some reason. Not, yeah, they're no better. Let me put it that way. I mean, in some ways, maybe, but not in other ways. So we deal. We do what we can, right? We do the best we can. That's all we can do. So if I mute myself like that for a few moments, you'll know why. It's because of my throat mostly. So I am not seeing anybody else in the chat just yet. Okay. So yeah, the last couple of weeks have been, oh, seriously, a lesson in non-resistance, truly. Oh my God. Just having to deal with, you know, the sinus and throat stuff. And on top of that, my complex where I live, my apartment complex management, has decided to make me live in a construction zone, more or less. The people downstairs from me moved out probably like a month ago, and no one has moved in, which, to tell you the truth, I was blissfully grateful for because they were great neighbors. I'm not complaining about them. They were really quiet, which was really nice. But I can be very sensitive to energy, and especially as a human design projector, we tend to absorb and take in the energy of others even more so. It's a very empathic place to be, and I have a funny feeling that that might be part of, you know, the issues that I've had my whole life with my physical body. Oh, think we're having an earthquake, guys. Yeah, we're definitely having an earthquake. Holy shit! Sorry. Live and on the air. This is the exciting part of living in California. Yeah, the whole building is shaking right now. And things are falling off the shelves. Yes, emergency. Earthquake detected. Drop cover hold. Protect yourself. Well, I'm in my bathroom, so there's, I think I'm pretty safe. It seems to have stopped. Wow. Well, that was our morning excitement, guys. I think that's all the excitement I can take for today. Excuse me. See, this is what I'm saying. My God. Sorry, there's like little tremors happening. Had I lived here all my life, I might feel a little differently about the earthquakes, but coming from New Jersey, I don't think I've ever felt one that hard before. Wow, that was really top-notch. I kid you not, the whole building just shook. And oh yeah, things were falling off my shelves. That's great. I just looked in my bathtub and my bath gel is now in the tub. I'm sure you probably heard things falling too. But if you did, that's what just happened. We just had an earthquake. It was a pretty decent one too. Nothing hugely major, thank God. I'm still in one piece. But oh my gosh, I can't believe that just happened. It shook me up a little bit, honestly. But anyway, yeah, I actually got an emergency alert on my phone. And it just, that's exactly what it said. No, no, I'm okay. I'm good. Serena just came in and asked me if I was okay. I'm fine, just a little shaken. But see, usually I've been in earthquakes before. I've never felt one that shook that hard before. I'm usually in bed when they happen, and they're usually, I usually feel like I'm being rocked. And, you know, when you're in bed and you're being rocked, it actually doesn't feel bad. I'm like, usually I'm just like, oh, earthquake. Okay. The first time I felt one, being from New Jersey and now living in California, the first time I felt one, I was a little weirded out. And then I kind of got used to them. But like I said, this one, I don't think this was something I could get used to because it was very sudden and very significant. So what was I saying? Okay. Let me collect myself just for a moment. So yeah, so the last, talking about non-resistance, right? The last 3 weeks have been an exercise in non-resistance. So like I was saying, the people downstairs moved out and I've been very grateful for the peace, for having no other energies kind of in my space, because technically people living downstairs from me isn't totally in my space, but it's in my energetic space. And you figure when they're right underneath me, they're only a few feet away from me, so I can feel them. And it's just much more peaceful for somebody who's sensitive to not be around people sometimes. And there's a thing about human design projectors being especially sensitive to other people's energy, because we have an aura that magnetizes and it takes in other people's energy. So it feels even more significant, and we amplify whatever the energy is. So I've been very pleased not to have neighbors downstairs for a while. Excuse me one second. I'm just laughing because of the earthquake still. I just can't get over that. It just happened. But the people downstairs moved out a while ago, and I was wondering why they weren't moving anybody in, because usually they do it really quickly. But they didn't this time, and now I know why. So I was lying in bed last Monday when I did not do the live show, and I heard, you know, some noise outside. Usually there's somebody mowing a lawn or something, or they're doing something with the hedges or making some sort of mechanical noise, leaf blowing, whatever. But it was more than that. And I heard, I was lying in bed and I was kind of in a, like a theta state probably, because I was trying to recover and my body was just tired and needed rest. So I was in bed pretty much most of the day, but in the morning, not too early. It was probably like, I don't know. I don't even know what time it was. Maybe like 10-ish, 9 or 10. They started making noise downstairs and I didn't get out of bed because I just was too out of it. But they've started doing construction on the downstairs apartment. And they were drilling concrete when I was trying to rest. So I immediately went into non-resistance, because what could I do? You know, it's not like I wasn't feeling good enough to like get up and see what the hell was going on. I just wasn't. I was more interested in resting. And so that's what I did. I just stayed in bed. And I kind of went into this, like a deep trance state. And I could hear the noise, but it didn't bother me. So I was able to rest. And it was on and off. So I was really able to rest in between the noise. So it wasn't too terrible. Not that I'd want it to happen every day. Anyway. I wouldn't. But it was okay. But I later found out that that's what they were doing, drilling the concrete. Apparently a long time ago, a few years ago, not that long ago, actually, there was a tree growing outside my apartment building, and it was really lovely. And I've talked about this tree before. The birds would sit in it, and it gave me a bit of a blockage from, you know, people looking directly in my window. And it was just pretty. And my apartment, a lot of people in the management office used to call my apartment the tree house because of the tree. The tree was right at my balcony, and it was really just very picturesque. And so a couple of years ago, they had to cut down this tree because the roots were growing and it was destabilizing the foundation of the building, which just goes to show you how strong tree roots can be. And it was pushing up the downstairs patio and making it uneven. So you could actually see that the railing of the patio was slanted because the roots of the tree were pushing the whole patio upward. Excuse me. And so they removed the tree, much to my dismay. And I was very disheartened because I actually really loved that tree. It had nice energy. It had really, really nice energy. But I've gotten used to not having it there. And so now what they're doing is they're trying to fix that whole thing. The issue of the patio. So they're drilling all the concrete. And apparently this is going to be going on and off, hopefully mostly off, for the next 2 weeks underneath my apartment. So knowing what I know about resistance, I know that resistance is futile. And if I let myself get all bent out of shape, it's just going to get worse. So I was very stressed about it at first. I'm not saying I wasn't. I was very stressed because I just didn't know what was going to happen. But as I teach and as I well know, non-resistance is the key. So I am doing my best to keep myself very non-resistant, and it is working quite nicely. I'm very grateful, and I am, you know, very hopeful that things will not be nearly as bad as, you know, they could be, I suppose. So we're going to go with that. But let me go back to the chat and see if any of you have questions. Excuse me 1 second. I think I need a drink of water. Oh, yes, I do. Pardon me. Still have that last little tiny bit there. Okay. Going back to the chat. Whoops. Oh, wow. There's a lot of you here. Okay. Hey, Catherine. Good to see you here. He says, happy to be with you. I'm happy you're with me too. And Quelly. Quelly's here. Excuse me. She says, I do not miss the earthquake. Yeah, that one was pretty shocking. Actually, you heard me. Like, I think I screamed into the mic. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't blast out your eardrums. But yeah, I don't blame you for not missing the earthquakes. They're not super fun, but you know, it adds a little excitement to the day. I can deal with it. It's fine. Again, non-resistant. Excuse me, I have to cough again. Yes. Rob says, duck and cover, be safe. I know. I just sat here. I think I tend to freeze more than anything, because I'm just not used to things like that happening all that often. So I kind of freeze up, which is what I did. I just sat here. I didn't move. Pamela, yes, I'm okay, Pamela. I'm sorry, you guys. I didn't mean to scare you so much, but I was startled more than anything. I wasn't actually afraid. Yeah, Catherine. No, everybody's gonna move out of California now. Seriously. Okay. Catherine says, "Wow, Lori, not missing the Bay Area now." I know. Right? Oh my God. You guys are making me crack up. Renee says, "Oh wow, Lori, be safe in your bathroom." You would think you would be safe in your bathroom of all places. Good Lord. Yeah. Thanks, Ryan. Hi, Ryan, first of all. And thank you for showing the magnitude 6.0 earthquake 2 miles from San Diego. Yep, that's pretty much it. We had a 6.0. No wonder I felt it. Okay. Yeah, I guess that's pretty significant. I'm laughing because what else am I going to do, right? It's over now, thank God. It usually only lasts for like a few seconds, thankfully. But in that few seconds, if it's a big enough earthquake, it could do damage, and thankfully it hasn't. I'm really glad they weren't drilling concrete at the time, I have to tell you, for their sake, not so much for mine. But I'm really pleased that the workmen were not at the mercy of Mother Nature at that moment. Rob, first Rob says, first time I tune in after however long it's been, and you have an earthquake. Coincidence? Okay, so this is like the comedy show this morning, and I love it. Excuse me. I better take it easy because now I'm starting to like cough. Excuse me. You guys are making me laugh. Yeah, Pamela, she says we had one in Massachusetts a while ago. It felt like there was a giant washing machine on cycle. That's a good way to describe it. Very surprised. We don't get them very often. Yeah, I don't think I ever, not in Jersey, never had an earthquake in Jersey that I know of. Not that I felt. We've had hurricanes there that have, done some damage. I think I talked about that a while ago. But yeah, you don't get them very often. Hey, John. He says, as it relates to drilling concrete for a few weeks, the quote from Homer Simpson would come to mind. Oh, cruel fate, why do you mock me? Well, if I'm non-resistant, I'm hoping it won't be so cruel. Let's hope. We'll keep our fingers crossed, John. Okay. Ryan has a question. Let's see. Okay. Hey, beautiful. You and I have previously discussed judgment versus discernment. I generally move through life within a flow state, but things are speeding up, and sometimes I get too into the beauty of flow, and I suspend discernment as almost an indulgent emotional choice. That dynamic has cost me in a few critical moments. Any insights from spirit on discernment while enjoying the beauty of flow? Pardon me, one second. You know what? I think I'm gonna need to take a break. Just a few minutes. But I will be right back with you, and I will get your question, Ryan. I just need a second to regroup and blow my nose and clear my throat. So I will be better after a couple minutes of rest. Okay, I'll be right back where I am. Thank you, all of you, for bearing with me. And Ryan is asking about judgment versus discernment. Okay, so there are a couple of aspects to this question. I'll try and answer what you're asking, and then I'll maybe go off to the other part of it that came up for me. So moving through life, if you're truly in a flow state, your discernment is going to be right on point. Because a flow state is alignment. And when you're aligned, you pretty much can't make a bad decision. It would be really, really hard to do, if not impossible. So what I think you're asking is, you suspend discernment as indulgence. Well, I think that's only almost a separate question. So let me say the other part of this, because maybe this will clarify. Okay. I'm letting it come to me. Okay. Okay. Enjoying the beauty of flow is wonderful. And that's pretty much what I'm going to say about that, because alignment is a place where you just don't make mistakes. So if you're just in a place where, you know, you're feeling really good, and something gets tossed your way, excuse me. The difference between judgment and discernment is that discernment comes from a place of love for yourself and love for others. And judgment comes from a place of fear. So that's the major distinction. Whatever decision you're making, whether you're in a state of flow, you know, if it feels like you're in a really high vibing state, or not, and I don't doubt that you are, you may be in a state of high consciousness, yet still have limiting beliefs that are going to bring things into your awareness that you still need to have discernment about. And to be in that place where you're in a heart-centered place and not a place of ego, which is the fear place, if you can look at the situation from a place of discernment, love, and not fear or ego, which is judgment, like if you're looking at something and you're saying, okay, you're just deciding what would be good for you and what wouldn't be good for you. You're not, like if I say like, I like chocolate ice cream, I'm not making vanilla wrong. I'm just saying chocolate ice cream is right for me in this moment because I prefer it. Doesn't mean I don't like vanilla. I do like vanilla. I just don't feel like having it right now. So in my discernment, I would be choosing chocolate because in this moment, that's what would be right for me. In another moment, I might choose vanilla, and I have actually. Because I like them both, but I do have a preference for things that are chocolate. So that's discernment, and that's coming from a place of what would be good for me. Now, if I were to go into judgment about ice cream or anything, I would be saying something like, oh, the chocolate ice cream is the only correct choice. It's right. Vanilla's wrong. There's something really wrong with vanilla. That would be judgment. And it would be like, oh, get that away from me. That's disgusting. Vanilla. Ew. So all of that. But when you're in a place of discernment, you're simply in a neutral place. And you're looking at what would be best. You're not looking at what's right or wrong. So I hope that's helpful. I'm wondering if maybe you're in a good place, but you have some underlying limiting beliefs that are, which is resistance, FYI, and it will, life will show you different instances where you have to notice that something is happening and that you have a limiting belief about it. And that in itself, when these things happen, it's a chance for you to look at that belief and heal it, because it's resistance. Like I said, it's judgment. Judgment and resistance, same thing. So whenever these situations in life come up where you have to deal with something you'd rather not deal with, or you have to make some sort of weird decision, it's usually just spirit showing you, you know, at the right moment when spirit feels you're ready, showing you something that you need to look at, that you need to heal. It's a wound. It's an emotional wound. And limiting beliefs are kind of like that. It's a place where you want to actually take a look and say, okay, how can I see this differently? Is there something here that is trying to teach me something, something I can learn from this, something I can let go? just something here for me, because everything that happens is for you. It's to help you. It's not to hurt you, even if it looks negative in the beginning. That's always the case. Always remember that if you can. So whatever's happening, I would take a look and see if maybe there's some sort of belief, an underlying belief that maybe you're having occasionally in these situations, Ryan, that's coming up just for you to look at it in that moment and not necessarily take you out of your happy place. But allow yourself to be in alignment, because that's when you're going to see most clearly whatever's in front of you. And I can pretty much guarantee that. also, knowing that, you know, you are a manifester, I'm going to say that don't hold yourself back from doing what you need to do just because you think that it's going to cause some problems. Because honestly, you're also a 5-line. Okay. You're a 5-1. And the 5-line gets projected on a lot. I know, because I have a 5-line. So take that into consideration. And I don't mean, you know, be a dick or anything like that, pardon my language. But you can't take other people's reactions to you so personally, because they're not. And you're going to trigger people, which is not always a fun place to be. But as a manifester, you're here to shake things up. You're here to, you know, get things started and light a fire. And we wouldn't have a lot of the things that we have in the world without manifestors giving us a shove, you know, giving the generators and manifesting generators of the world a shove in the right direction. You guys are the starters. You have a lot of responsibility. And so you can't always worry about some other people around you getting upset about your decisions. Because you're usually making the right decisions, as long as they're coming from a place of love and alignment. which I have no doubt that yours are. Just remember that. And I hope that makes sense, and I hope that makes it a little bit easier, because I know that it's very easy for a manifestor to go into people-pleasing mode, because they get so much flack from everybody for their decisions, especially, you know, especially the five-line manifestors. That's like a double whammy. So I get it. I mean, I'm not you, and I can't be in your skin, but or in your shoes, but I do get it. And I know how, I can imagine how challenging that is. And I can also empathize because of my five line, you know, all the projection that we get. But you have to just do the best you can. You're considerate, you know, you be considerate of other people, but you do what you need to do. It's just the way it is. And it's almost like you have to just really strengthen your boundaries in a lot of ways. And you'll feel the discernment in there when your boundaries are strong and where they're supposed to be. And it doesn't mean that everybody's going to love it. They probably won't. But it does mean that ultimately everybody's going to be in a better place. Your decisions are for the greater good of everyone, whether everybody around you knows it at the time or not. So that's just the way it is. Manifestors make their decisions very quickly, and you got to do what you got to do. That's all there is to it. So I hope that helps. I'm going to go back to the chat. This has been a hell of an eventful morning. And Serena just told me that you guys could hear it. She told me that you guys could hear the earthquake happening. So happy to share that with you. I'm going to take a sip of water because I'm feeling a cough coming on. Okay. So let me go back to the chat. And see if you're all okay. I hope you are. I am okay. Hopefully you are too. Okay. Yeah, and I do hope that helped, Ryan. If not, you know, ask more questions. I'm always happy to respond. Yeah, Ryan says, I think you hit the, sorry, you're still phlegmy. I'm okay, actually. I'm actually not that phlegmy right now. This is actually good. But thank you. He says, I think you hit the nail on the head with it being flow versus high vibe. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know. Flow is like a super, super, super high consciousness state. And you can feel good and like be in a very good place, and yet it's still a little different than like the flow state. It's really different. They're both good. They're both good. The flow state obviously is a little bit better because it's a higher level of consciousness, but you know, be grateful for feeling good, no matter what that means or what that looks like. I know I am. Ryan continues, also agree about using the experience to identify the main beliefs. That's a forever process. It actually is. That's why we're here. You know, it's a journey, and we're on it for as long as we're in these physical bodies. So yeah, it's definitely, definitely a forever process. It's a lifelong process. Excuse me. And he also continues, yes, I've been letting the manifestor out of the cage a lot more lately, and the increased polarization is real. Oh, for sure. Without a doubt. That's why I try to warn manifestors that they're going to encounter a lot of discomfort at first when they're, you know, getting deconditioned and getting used to being a manifestor and operating the way that is natural for them. So yeah, it's not unusual. Okay. Let's see if I missed anybody. That is so funny. I still can't believe we had an earthquake. Okay, Catherine says, would welcome any insights around an ex whose name keeps popping up randomly on storefronts and trains. Oh, that's interesting. Had done a lot of release work during Venus retrograde, but I'm still feeling it's unfinished somehow. So I'm just feeling into it. I'm going to pull a card for you, Catherine. I'm feeling like if you're friendly with him, you might want to reach out to him. I feel like he might not be okay for some reason. And if you're not comfortable reaching out to him, don't. I'm not saying you should. But if you are comfortable, like if you're friendly, if you're on friendly terms with him, which I feel like you might be, then maybe, reach out, say hi, see if he's all right. It just feels like he's going through something. And it's in your awareness because obviously, you're connected to this person and we're always connected to everyone we're ever connected to. There are always cords of energy connecting us to other people, and they don't just go away unless you pull them or cut them. Like some people cut them. I like to pull them. It's less violent. So there's definitely still a connection there. And if you're feeling it's unfinished, then it probably is. So it might be a good idea to reach out to him. But let's pull a card and see if the cards can shed any light. Now, these cards are not going to say, yes, call your ex. Or they might. You never know which one you get, right? But sometimes the message is a little less specific, but still on point, if that makes sense. Let's see what cards have to say. Doing this on my lap right now in the bathroom. It's so funny. I come into my bathroom because I didn't want to be disturbed with all that noise outside, but we have an earthquake. All right. Life is funny. Life is very, very funny. I get it. Okay. So you got the goddess of the earth. An idea connected to imagination, creativity, and nature is coming your way, Catherine. This could be related to the situation you're asking about or not. You never know. Could be something else. Goddess of the earth. All I know is that these cards don't pop up for no reason. So there's a reason you're getting this card. And I'm trying to find a page so I can read you what it says. Okay, goddess of the earth. I am so on the wrong page. Okay. The energy of Gaia, the spiritual goddess of the earth, is strong within you at present. She reflects the fertile ground of your imagination and the infinite power of creativity that you possess. This is a good time to use your imagination and express yourself creatively. Keep an open heart and mind. You will receive an idea over the coming days or weeks that will lead you to an abundant and fulfilling way of life. This idea is somehow connected to imagination, creativity, and nature. Over the coming days, it would be beneficial to relax, spend some time in nature, and absorb her healing and fertile energies. Gaia will help to ground you and keep you balanced. In the near future, she will also inspire you to devise ingenious ways to market your idea. Okay. There is that card. Take from it what you will. And that was for Catherine. But yeah, I definitely feel like your ex is something's happening. And like I said, if you feel comfortable reaching out to him, just reach out and see what's up because you're obviously seeing his name for a reason. I don't think there's any time that we ever see signs and there's no reason for it. There's always a reason. Yeah, I do get the feeling that something might be a little unfinished, actually. And it might not, I don't think it necessarily is a big deal, but it's something that, is kind of small, but it would be good for you to know. That's the feeling I'm getting. It would just like, oh, okay, well, that's great. Now that I know that, that's nice to know. I'm happy that I found that out. Kind of like that, you know what I mean? So I hope that that is helpful. And let me know. Let us know what happens. Because now you've made me curious. Okay, so I'm refreshing the chat. Oops. And that was my apartment complex trying to call me during my show. I don't know what they're going to tell me, but I'm going to let it go to voicemail. Okay. Oh, where are we? Oh, I just lost my page. Sorry, guys. Because they're always advertising. But I don't like taking medication. But this was a condition that just, I didn't know what else to do. Because it was so uncomfortable. And sometimes I would just pop a Tums or something like that. And I'm always open to healthier remedies. And I tried a few and nothing really seemed to work that well. So I kind of stuck with the Western stuff, which wasn't really my preference, but I didn't feel like I had much of a choice at that point. So I would pop one every now and then when I got the heartburn. And then I can't remember exactly how this transpired, but there came a point in time when I was trying not to take the heavier stuff like the Nexium, because that's pretty potent. And excuse me one sec. And if any of you have this issue, which I know a lot of people do, I know you know what I'm talking about. And we're morning people. But we have 5 minutes left. I'm going to go back to the Facebook chat. My apartment complex was calling me to tell me that they're now not going to start work downstairs today. They're not going to start till tomorrow. All right. Non-resistance. Let me go back to my Zen state. All right. So anyhow, I will go back to the chat right now. All comments. Okay. Takes a moment just to like get all this stuff organized. So I apologize for all the nonsense this morning, people. Hopefully it's made for a somewhat exciting and eventful show. Not that we always want that, because we don't necessarily. All right, Renee, it says it sounded like you'll have to be picking some things up after that earthquake. Yeah, I heard something fall behind me in my bathtub, and it was my bath gel fell off the shelf. So we'll be picking that up, and hopefully, I don't think anything else fell, thankfully. Things were shaking, though. I thought things were going to fall over. I really did. And Pamela says, I'd love a card if you have time, Lori. Yeah, I think we can do a quick card for you, Pamela. Let's see. If, and also, I know that during my little break, we're having some trouble with the music. And I know that on my little break I took in the middle of the show a little while ago, Serena had put on a replay of an old show. So if you were confused, that's why. Because we couldn't get the music going. It's just a lot of weirdness this morning. Obviously, there's something in the air. Not sure exactly what, but I would blame it on Mercury retrograde, but I can't, although it is, I think, still in the shadow phase. But I think it's something else entirely, honestly. I've got the angel of emergence for you, Pamela. It is time for the real you to emerge. I think it's the first time I've pulled that card. Angel of emergence. Okay. It is time for the real you to emerge. This card mirrors the start of a wondrous transformation that is about to occur in your life. For far too long now, you have felt second best and remained in the background. It is now time for the real you, the beautiful, talented, and wondrous you to emerge. This is the emergence of your true nature, which until now you have denied to most of those around you, and often also denied to yourself. Over the coming days and weeks, you will begin to feel a newfound sense of confidence and excitement for your life. Embrace it. Give thanks to God and the angels, and above all, respect, love, and honor the beautiful and talented person that you are. Because you are. You absolutely are, Pamela, and I hope that is helpful, because that's a really nice card. I love that one. Okay, so I feel like we have a couple minutes left. I'm going to check the chat one more time. And I want to thank you all for being here and for bearing with me through all of this nonsense. Like I said, it has been a time. And apparently, you know, things are in the feminine right now. Everything is a rapidly changing reality. We're moving in flow and in non-resistance. We're going to go into our feminine energy and just relax and receive whatever happens to be thrust upon us, apparently. Okay, that's what I'm going to try and do anyway. Okay. Still in Facebook chat. Okay. Yeah. It's been some morning, huh? All right. And Rob says, I can sympathize with the neighborhood noise. Houses on three sides of mine have been getting renovated almost simultaneously since early March. You know, there's a story back from when I was living in New York, and there was construction going on the outside of my apartment building for months. It was horrible. They had to cover our air conditioners, and it was the dead of summer in New York. And it got so hot, and it was a big, long story. I eventually had to move out. I had no choice. It was really unlivable. But yeah, it's apartment living, you know? It's not a lot of fun sometimes. But like I said, non-resistance is the key, people, no matter what you're dealing with. The more non-resistant you are, the fewer problems you're going to have, honestly. So that's why I always say go there. Because it's so easy to get into judgment and resistance and, you know, not liking what's happening. But it doesn't help. It really doesn't help. So on that note, and my funky voice, I'm going to really, really thank you for being here with me. I appreciate all of you so much. I love you all so very much, and I'm so grateful for your presence. You have been here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, listening in on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. For sure. Bye, everybody. Okay, just